Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching focusing on prayer was recorded at our 2009 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
What you believe affects how you receive. And if you believe that God is this adversary that has to be convinced and won over, and you've got to do everything perfect, and you've got to plead, and you've got to come and beg, and if that's the way you see God, it's going to affect the results that you get. And this is where the vast majority of people are. They aren't receiving the goodness of God because they don't really believe God's good. They believe they have to plead with God to do what's right and to do what's good. They believe that their husband or their wife would treat them better than God, but they don't believe that God would treat them that. Their wife or husband would be merciful to them, but not God. God's mean. God's hard. That's what most people believe. And they get some of this from the Old Testament when God was harsh on sin. But I'm telling you, there is a huge difference between the way God dealt with people in the Old Covenant and the way He dealt with them in the New Testament. And most people haven't reconciled this. And so they've got an Old Testament adversarial relationship with God that they enter in ducking and waiting on God to slap them, afraid that God's going to rebuke them. And that's not faith, that's fear. And it hinders you from receiving from God. Man, that's some strong stuff that I've said. And some of you, this will be the first time you've thought this way. But I'm telling you that these are some of the things that you've got to unlearn before you can begin to pray correctly. You've got to recognize that God is a good God. God wants you to prosper more than you want to prosper. God wants that person healed more than you want them healed. God wants to bless you and cause that marriage to work. God is for marriage. He hates divorce. You don't have to plead with God and get God working for you. The reason that you're probably having a divorce is because you've done it your way instead of God's way. God had a perfect plan. The reason many of us are sick is because we've been out either physically abusing our bodies or spiritually giving place to Satan through the way that we live and talk, and we caused all of these problems. We're the ones that set all of this junk in motion. And then we go to God. God, why did you do this? God didn't do this. God told us to not eat of the tree. He told us what would happen when we ate of the tree. He told us not to do it. We did this. We brought all of this stuff on ourselves, and then we go to God. God, why did you let this happen? God didn't let it happen. You let it happen. We let it happen. Some things don't happen directly because of your choices. It's just because we live in a fallen world. There's viruses, sickness, disease. There's things going around. But God didn't create that. We did. We caused all of that perversion. We're the ones. The Bible says in James chapter 3 that the tongue is a little member, but it boasts great things. And it sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. Our words have corrupted things and caused sickness and disease and tragedies and all these kind of things. Brothers and sisters, God's not the one that's doing that. I'm telling you, God's on your side. And we need to have a totally different approach towards God. That He's a heavenly Father, that He's a good God, that He loves us. We need to enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise and begin to start giving Him the glory that's due unto His name and thanking Him that He's redeemed us from these things and quit blaming Him for our problems and treating Him as if He doesn't care. You know, if you were to approach me, and of course, praise God, I'm not God. God's more long-suffering than I am. I mean, the spirit of slap wants to come on me every once in a while. I just would like to drop kick some people right off the earth. But if I was God, and if you were to approach me and say, I know you don't love me, and I know you don't care about me, and I know you don't want to give it, and I don't deserve it, and if you just expressed all of this bad junk and says, would you please heal me, I'd want to say, no, you don't appreciate me, you don't appreciate what I've done. Why would I want to heal you? Why would I want to bless you when you sit there and hate me and think I'm a mean person? Now, God's bigger than that. But you know what? I wouldn't doubt that He has some of the same feelings every once in a while about, man, what does it take to convince these people that I love them? I've died for them. I've treated them in mercy. Man, there's so many examples in the Word where he took a woman in the very act of adultery. And everybody else wanted to kill her. And the law commanded that you kill her. And he protected her. And he showed mercy. The Lord turned around to the thief on the cross. He was a crook. He was a thief. He was a liar. He was a thief. And the Lord forgave him and took him to paradise. God showed us mercy, 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 mercy. And yet religion has taught us that God's an angry God. And he's holding our sins against us. And most of us have this wrong impression of God. And you know what? If God wasn't a good God and a merciful God, he'd just turn us all into ashes for the way that we don't appreciate him, don't appreciate what he's done. But I'm telling you, we've got to change some things. So these first two sessions have been trying to undo some wrong teaching about prayer and about approaching God. Tonight, I'm going to start talking about what prayer is and how to do it correctly. But you gotta pull the rug out from under people sometimes. Tear up the foundation before you can put a new one in. You can't build on wrong thinking. And if we've got wrong attitudes about God and how to approach him, those things have to change before you're going to see real success. Praise God. We need a revelation of God's love for us. It's my personal testimony. I was born again when I was 8, but when I was 18, I got a revelation of God's love for me. And I didn't understand any of what I've been teaching you. I was praying wrong, I was doing, but you know what? Instantly, I started seeing results just because I knew God loved me. And I was just modeling things. I was still saying and doing a lot of things wrong because that's the way that I'd been taught and I didn't know that it was wrong yet. And so until you're reprogrammed, you just keep doing what you're doing. But you know what? Even though I was doing a lot of things wrong and saying things wrong, I still saw miracles happen. We saw blind eyes open. We started seeing things happen. And it was just because I knew that God loved me. And eventually I was able to break through a lot of these things and get my mind renewed and get rid of some of those attitudes. I'm telling you, if you ever really understood how much God loved every one of us, it would transform your prayer life. You would quit approaching God with the doubt and the unbelief and the criticism and the fear of rejection and punishment. And you'd run boldly unto God that you might obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. You'd be like a little kid that would just run and jump in his lap, which some people think, oh, that's disrespectful. But you know what? A kid's doing that because of love, because of a revelation of love. They'll go in and say, give me something to eat. Not because they're manipulative, because they just trust you so much. They know that you want to meet their needs. So they don't go in and spend 5 minutes begging and pleading and repenting of not making their bed before they ask you for something. I'm telling you, our religious traditions, the way that you approach God, says a lot about your revelation of God. And we've been conditioned to go in and just confess how sorry we are and mention all of our bad things. When the Bible clearly says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Come boldly before the throne of grace. There's very few people that come boldly. They come in begging and bowing and scraping, afraid that if they don't mention every sin, God will. And so you just come in. You know, I had a dog that I got from my mother when I got drafted and sent to Vietnam. And this dog was 3/4 German Shepherd and 1/4 Chow. And it was a real unusual color. It looked like honey. And so I named this dog Honey because of the coat that it had. And it was this big German Shepherd and Chow mix. And it was intimidating looking. And the mailman would walk by and that dog would bark and run and hit the fence. And it had the fence bowed out where the weight of this dog would hit the fence. And it'd scare people. But before I got that dog, it had been beat with a trace chain. And that dog looked intimidating. But if that mailman would have opened up the gate, that dog would have hurt itself trying to run away because it was so chicken. And every time I'd go out, that dog would come running across the yard, this big old dog, and then it'd get about 5 or 6 feet away and it'd roll over on its side and whimper and cry and scoot up to me, afraid that I was going to hit it. And you know what? That just really bothered me because people all of the time ask me, why does this dog act this way? Have you beaten this dog? I didn't beat it. Somebody else beat it. And anyway, I remember one day, the Lord was showing me some of these exact same things I'm saying to you, and he was telling me how I didn't have boldness and how I was sin conscious instead of conscious of how much I'd been forgiven. And I was thinking on all of these things, and I walked out in my backyard and sat on the porch, and here comes Honey running across the yard and gets about 5 or 6 feet away and rolls over on its side and goes to whimpering and whining and scooting up to me. And I just lost my temper with this dog. And I said, you know, it's hard to get mad at your dog when its name is Honey. And I said, Honey, one time I'd like you to come running and jump on me like a normal dog, like you aren't afraid I'm going to beat you. Just one time I'd like you to act like I really like you. Instead, I've never treated you badly. I've never given you a reason to feel this way. And I was just reading the riot act of this dog. And the Lord spoke to me and he says, Andrew, that's the way I feel about you. He says, one time I'd like you to act like I actually have forgiven you, and instead of you coming in and, oh God, I'm so sorry, I'm so unworthy, oh God, please forgive me of all of this, and bowing and scraping and crying, I'd like you to just come boldly in the throne of grace and say, Father, here I am, and act like I've forgiven you and like I love you and like I want to bless you instead of an adversary. Amen. And brothers and sisters, there's many of you that God feels the same way. One time he'd like you to come like you are a son or a daughter who's been forgiven and that he loves with all of his heart and he's not mad at you even though you don't deserve it. He's made you worthy through what Jesus did. And one time he'd like you to come in and start talking about how good he is instead of how bad you are. It'd change your life. I challenge you today, when you go out of here, start praising God for how good he is. And don't even mention, just refuse to mention how sorry you are. If you feel like a gnat on the back of an elephant, talk about how big the elephant is instead of how insignificant you are. Glorify God for how huge he is and how awesome he is to love somebody as sorry as you are. Talk about his goodness and don't talk about yourself. There's many of you that won't be able to do it. It's become so ingrained in you, you will not be able to praise God for his goodness without inserting something about your relative unworthiness. You know what? You need to change that. And if you'll do that, it'll make a big difference in the way you receive from God. Amen. Is there anybody here today who's not born again but you'd like to be? Maybe just talking about the goodness of God.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on a better way to pray. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM235 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. You can also get Andrew's book titled, A Better Way to Pray, for a gift of any amount when you ask for book number R321. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the second teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.